Morning prayer on the third Sunday before Lent. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Your light springs up for the righteous, and all the peoples have seen your glory. And the Collect. Almighty God, who alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity, give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Happy are they who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the ways of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. Their delight is in the law of the Lord, and they meditate on his law day and night. Happy are they who walk in the law of the Lord. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season, with leaves that do not wither. Everything they do shall prosper. It is not so with the wicked. They are like chaff which the wind blows away. Happy are they who walk in the law of the Lord. Therefore, the wicked shall not stand upright when judgment comes, nor the sinner in the counsel of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked is doomed. Happy are they who walk in the law of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and shall be forever. Amen. The night has passed and the dark day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Lord, help us to hear your word and to speak it. Help us to know your truth and to show it. Help us to feel your love and to share it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
First reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 12 to 20. Now, if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. You have died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth, and Christ shall give you light. When Christ, our life, appears, you will appear with him in glory. Awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead. and Christ shall give you light. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
Second reading is from Luke chapter 6, verses 17 to 26. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of all their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Steph has left me a copy of her sermon, which I will now read you. Count your blessings. I expect a lot of us can recall the old hymn, "Count Your Blessings, Name Them One by One." I remember I used to try and name all my blessings if I was having difficulty getting off to sleep. It was like counting sheep. I would nod off very quickly. I'm not sure that was what the writer of the hymn meant. I know that we are a blessed people, even in the midst of difficulties. Yet so often life can blind us to all that God has blessed us with. It's easy to fall into the trap of equating blessedness with materialism, thinking that the more things we possess, the more we are blessed. In which case, if you were to look in our garage and see all the stuff we've got, you would think we were awash with blessing. Yet Jesus puts it otherwise. He doesn't say, "Blessed are you who have a garage full of stuff." He says, "Blessed are you who are poor, hungry and sad, and woe if you are rich, well-fed, happy and popular." This is not comfortable to hear. I like having a bit of money in the bank and being well-fed. It makes me happy. But this is another example of the good news of the kingdom of God, which turns the world upside down. This is Luke's version of the Beatitudes. In Matthew's version, Jesus is on a mountainside. In Luke's, Jesus delivers his sermon on a plain, a level place. In Matthew's version, Jesus is addressing the crowd. In Luke, Jesus is addressing his disciples. According to Luke, Jesus has spent the night praying to God before choosing his 12 disciples. He then comes down from the mountain with his newly chosen followers, only to find a great multitude waiting for him. The people have many, many needs. They want to hear what Jesus has to say. They want to know God's peace and his calm. They want to touch Jesus. They know that to touch him is to be healed and restored. God's power is literally rolling off him. Then Jesus stands on a level place and talks to his disciples. He begins to explain what it will mean to be his follower, what it will mean to be a follower in God's upside down kingdom. And he begins by focusing on blessing. What Jesus says is shocking. The material blessings most of us desire, being well fed, being popular, being happy, all the things that might be considered a sign of God's favour may not be so. This is hard teaching. And what are we to make of it? Especially those of us who are comfortable and privileged. Jesus's teaching in Luke is stark. Are we supposed to feel permanently guilty because we have so much? Are we all supposed to become hermits? Are we to look miserable and glum, avoiding any sort of happiness? I don't think so. When you read the Gospels, Jesus's ministry is all about bringing healing, freedom, and joy, living life in all its fullness. The four blessings Jesus speaks about are followed by four woes. The woes are the blessings stated conversely. Both the blessings and the woes are directed at the disciples. Jesus isn't addressing two distinct groups, the goodies and the baddies, those who are in and those who are out. His sermon is for every single one of his followers. It's about real life. We constantly move from blessing to woe, from woe to blessing throughout our lives. Every time we find ourselves empty and sad is an opportunity to know that we are blessed by God. And every time we become complacent and self-satisfied, neglectful of our need for God, we become open to receiving woe. A reminder of our need for God's grace and mercy, an opportunity to recalibrate and lean once more on God. God comforts and he also challenges. We stand together on the plain with Jesus, listening to God's comfortable words and his challenges. We are all his, whether we are blessed or woeful, good or bad. If I am honest, and though I find these words difficult to hear, I know that most of the time I am not desperate for God. I am not wringing my hands in prayer, crying out in desperation or desire or pain. And the reason I'm not doing that is because at the moment I am not in need. I have plenty to eat. I could survive without shopping for days and days. I live in comfort. My family are generally well and happy. I don't need anything. In other words, as Jesus puts it in his sermon, I'm full. I'm full up to bursting. I've got everything I could possibly need. So much, so it's sometimes tricky to squeeze God in. I am up to capacity, and I'm a vicar. How easily I forget that every minute of every day, I am completely dependent on God's love, forgiveness, and grace, that God is my everything. I have struggled with this sermon. I struggle with this passage from Luke. It was very tempting to talk about something else. But this passage has made me think. I was reminded that when I was ordained deacon in the cathedral, I came back from Exeter to St. Peter's for a welcoming tea. Robert had asked me if there was anything I would like to sing. I chose two songs. One of them was by Tim Hughes called Everything. I had forgotten how important the words of this song have been to me. This is what it means to know God's blessing. Jesus came to those who had nothing, the empty-handed, to fill them with good things and to be their everything. This is what it means to be blessed. Everything. God in my living, there in my breathing. God in my waking, God in my sleeping. God in my resting, there in my working. God in my thinking, God in my speaking. Be my everything, be my everything. God in my hoping, there in my dreaming, God in my watching, God in my waiting, God in my laughing, there in my weeping, God in my hurting, God in my healing. Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, you are everything. Christ in me, Christ in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory, be my everything. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. He comforts and he challenges. As we stand together and hear Jesus' words, may we come to him empty, needing his grace and his blessing. May he be our everything. Amen.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For peace among the nations, that God may rid the world of violence, and let peoples grow in justice and harmony. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
For those who serve in public office, that they may work for the common good. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for all who are unwell or in any kind of need, especially Jack, Jen, Jennifer, Alan, Eileen, Rosemary, Ali, Gordon, Richard, Brenda, Robert, Tim, Addy, Kathy, Olivia, and anyone else that is known to us. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
We pray for all who mourn, remembering especially the families and friends of Kim Goldsworthy, Mary Ross, Ian Fraser, Lawrence Gardner, David Glidden, Doreen Wyatt. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father
in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, and bless us and keep us today and always. Amen. Amen. See if I can unmute you all now. Mute all. ask all to unmute. There we are.
Yeah.
Right.
Hello.
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 Well done.
Well done.
It was good. It, thank you.
You got there.
Thank you.
Haven't you two done well?
No, thank you very much. It was a lovely service.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Bye.